Michigan. Here's a little bit of sponge for you. They had a couple hits. We're going to tour through the mid-90s here for a little bit. It's an Effed Friday, and I'm pretty excited. I guess maybe some accountability might occur.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from listening to our show. Maybe it's the calls to Josh Call, and maybe it's just that they're finally getting around to saying, oh, yeah, Wisconsin did have fake electors. Let's go and talk to those people. January 6th, the commission is looking into those people. But first, I want to tell everybody, you're listening to us. I'm in the Waukesha studios. You're listening to us on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw out of Waukesha. And in Madison, you're listening to us on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. Always streaming at the Devil Radio app and at DevilRadio927.com. You can check us out on the Facebook page at the Devil Radio 927 Facebook page. You can see me bouncing up and down to awesome.
Yeah, the dancing bear in the Waukesha studios. That's what we got going on there.
And I moved off that stream, but I feel like
and the Brian keeps referring to is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. So
that's
just to bookend that. But yeah, Brian, we got it's not just Wisconsin that has fake electors though. So the January 6th committee has subpoenaed 14 individuals from a number of different states that put forth these false electors because they want to know if there was coordination, Brian. They want to know who was the puppet master kind of behind the curtain being the Wizard of Oz and choosing how all of these seemingly fake electors signed very similar-looking documents and they used similar language to try to throw the results of the 2020 election up in for contention.
It's almost like they got a form that they just kind of filled out altogether.
Somebody sent it out. I wonder if they're looking for the black smudges of like hair dye that was falling off Rudy Giuliani's face.
Oh,
that might be the piece of evidence that links it all together. Who knows?
Slight hint of medicated flatulence.
And scotch. Scotch.
I personally know that scent very well. So, yeah. It was me, guys. It was me. I don't have the hair dye, though, so it probably wasn't. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's say hi to everybody. Let's go say hi to Tom in Cedarburg. How you doing today, Tom?
Okay. I have two things. One is I'd like to say that the guy that it brought up to spend the money on the piping in Milwaukee is a good idea. I'd also like to say that I think the roads are really so terrible. It'd be a good idea to put the money into the roads. I mean, yes, I'd like to get some money back in my taxes, but I mean, taxes are to be used for community things, and roads are, a community thing that everybody needs and uses. And ours is, I think, the 49th worst in the whole country. So, I mean, we need, oh my God, especially local roads are just terrible.
I completely, you know what, Tom, I 100% agree with you, man. I think that we should use these four roads. I think we should use these four schools. I think we should, for me, $150 isn't going to be a huge difference as well. And he also has set aside money for people who definitely really need it as well. So even if the 150 is gone, the people who really need it will be taken care of. Just keep in mind that no matter what, this is a Governor Evers proposal. And the Republicans are going to have to say yes to it. So I don't think he's proposing it in the hopes that it really does get passed as much as they're going to have to go and argue against it the whole time. He's now forced them to argue against it. That's really what I'm trying to get at here, because it's not, I don't really think any of us are going to see that money. And by the way, we've already put money towards roads. We've already tried it. It's just not being used correctly. A lot of it, actually, when Foxconn came through, they prioritized the Foxconn roads over other roads because of it. So
yeah.
Again, this is a political football, and he's trying to force people to
he's essentially
to basically.
Yeah,
he's forcing them to be partisan.
He is. He's forcing them to say for political reasons why they don't want to deliver this for the people of Wisconsin. Because when it comes down to it, like Brian says, we're very unlikely going to see a proposal that gets passed from this state legislature to do anything with this surplus before the election. But they are going to have to spend the next number of months defending why they're not acting on Evers' proposal to deliver the surplus now. Because we, I mean, Brian and I could come up with a wish list as long as we can go for on and on about the proposals, how we could spend this surplus, because there are needs across the state. But we can put this. Evers, I'm sure, already has one ready to go. Evers has got all the, like, he put out great budgets for both the biennial budgets that he proposed.
Just take anything from those and plug it in.
He's got it all set, ready to go on how he could spend this money to improve the lives of Wisconsinites. But none of that's going to pass this Wisconsin legislature. So this is a political move, and it's super clever by Evers, because now, like Brian says, they're going to have to defend doing what they normally do.
But think about this. What if those Republicans start saying things like Dean and Tom did? And say, we could spend this on this. We could do this instead. Could you imagine if Republicans start saying, we could do this instead, and then every single time we have to say, we did, you said no.
Yeah.
We did, you said no. We did, and you said no. So this is also putting them in a double position where they can't propose anything otherwise, and they have to justify why they're going to say no to it. I like it. I like it more than the more we talk about it. Let's go and talk to a guy I like too, Dick in Madison. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Hey, your last breaking news. The only thing bad about it is that Fitzgerald wasn't one of the people named, and I'd be all down with the roads if Fitzgerald and Walker and Voss were on a chain gang where we could all watch them working on the roads together.
You're basically going to have to go to the Foxconn thing and just keep rewinding them shoveling to go and simulate just, them doing any work.
Just put it on a loop.
That's the best you're going to get, Dick. Thanks for the call, man. let's talk to a guy who knows all about the roads. Wisco Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? It's more fun to listen to call in, but every once in a while you got to call in. Hey, that was pretty cool, Dick, by the way. As far as the Democratic Party, they've missed the boat on talk radio, and that's to their peril. And I don't even want to think about Wisconsin under total GOP rule again. So I think Tony has made a good move here. Free money for me, that's cool. Go against that GOP. It'll tick me off. Hey, and as far as the fake electors, they need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, period. That they're taking my vote away. My vote. I went and voted for Biden. Now they want to take it away and overturn an election? That is total BS. And they went to this extent to do this? I tell you what.
You know what?
You know what?
I hate to tell you, but I think that the Iowa Republicans agree with you.
Iowa County Republican Party.
Iowa County Republican
Iowa County
Party.
Republican Party.
There's some delicious Republican infighting we're going to get into the next segment.
Yeah, because yesterday I called it Republicans in disarray, but Brian, they might just be in, like, it's worse than disarray. Like, this is...
They full-on created Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
And the monster is now on the loose. And it's funny because we're starting to look at the monster, and I don't know, it's interesting. We'll get to it next segment. But again, Wisco Paul, you're prescient, and you kind of get to the thing we're going to get to next, man. Really good. Let's stay on this topic though, and go to Pizza Box Mike. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm kind of bummed out because we can sit here and discuss what the money should be used for, and then at the end of the discussion, we know that the Republicans won't use it for everything that we need it used for, and they'll block it, or they'll attempt everything, but. The problem with the roads is that the people that are the most hungry don't even really have roads to use, right? They don't have vehicles. I don't know if you've been to some of the poor communities, but the roads there look like war zones compared to the ones that we're driving on, and they're bad.
For sure.
The whole thing being in this situation where people are hungry and we have horrible roads is why people should be more involved. You know, and until that happens, it's going to keep going the direction that it's going, folks. And it's going to get worse, man. It's going to get more divisive. You know, the things that the Republicans are angry about, they should be angry at themselves because they're the ones that are dumb enough to keep voting for these people.
Yeah.
And it directly affects them. And I guess, we have to keep putting it to them that way. And, you know, from now on, when I get one of these right-wingers calling, I'm going to let them talk. And then I'm going to try and bring them back down to reality, and then we'll see how long that lasts, because it usually takes me about 10 seconds to say, I can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to make them explain their points, because they're going to list off about 50 of them. You're going to have to get them to explain at least any of them ever. Because they never
That's the hard part. That is the hard part. And we appreciate your call, Pizza Box. You can be like Pizza Box. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. And be sure to tune in to Pizza Box Mike's show tomorrow at noon, Saturdays, here on Devil Radio and on the Shaw 101 FM. So, Brian, yeah, it is. And getting back to a point that Wisco Paul made, seeing not only do the – because, again, the January 6th, commission is looking into this for it's a congressional review of what happened on that day, January 6, 2021. But I agree, there needs to be some criminal accountability held for these individuals, that if as we all contend this fraud happened, they need to be held responsible for the fraud, because fraud is a crime, and signing your name to an official looking document, as the State Journal piece alludes, they're not going out right and saying fraud, because fraud is a crime that you have to be convicted of. But uh-huh. but going out there,
if the evidence goes there,
I would say if the evidence goes there and they're convicted of it, then you got to call it what it is. But I'm not a court of law, so I'm going to keep calling, and I'm not a newspaper that's like, this is my thoughts. My thoughts is this is fraud, and we need to go after
it. My opinion as well,
yes,
is that
yeah,
it's fraud.
It's fraud.
So, you know who's not a fraud at all is Jean from Eau Claire. She's nothing but real. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hi, guys. Great show, as usual. Had to call in and give my 2 cents worth this afternoon. And, you know, I think they should all they should all bring them into court, not our court, the federal court, and they should all be indicted. They should all be kicked out of their spots and not be able to put in another vote in the state of Wisconsin or in the federal government, as fraudulent as they are. If these guys, and they, I've seen those documents, you know, like different news places have had them available, and you can go on to different legal.
Oh, yeah, you
outfits.
Can check them out. They're available, readily available.
Yeah.
Fraud is fraud, and these are criminals, and they should not be making any more decisions in our state. They shouldn't even have their mouth open on what we're going to do with the extra money funds, and we need to take our state back and get rid of some of those Supreme Court justices when they're halfway through and they've gone along with it. We need to oust them, and we need to have a recall and get those dirty, rotten scoundrels out of there if this proves to be fact, and then we all need to work together to restore our state. That's my 50 cents. Thanks, guys.
You know what? And I'm not going to give you change either. I like that. That's awesome.
I really appreciate the call, Jeannie. But yeah, I completely agree. There needs to be accountability for these fraudulent electors. And Brian, did you know that? So whoever mailed the electors to D.C., they send it through the U.S. Postal Office, certified mail, and mail fraud is, I believe, a minimum sentence of like 20 years. Like there's a pretty steep penalty for mail fraud. So if you're whoever the staffer was that put those ones in the mail and got it certified and sent it off to the National Archives in D.C., I would really be maybe trying to cooperate instead of just trying to think that I'm going to skirt this one and get away with it.
Didn't Tony Evers have a staffer resign because of a recorded Zoom meeting?
I believe you're right on that one, because Republican outcries really demanded it.
So you know, they got an outcry and then they got someone to resign from that. I wonder what the level of, you know, fraudulent electors would be.
Yeah, and still voting against your own election as well, because that is what Scott Fitzgerald did. Scott Fitzgerald was not named in this
in the two subpoenas, but he did get a luncheon spot.
Right.
He got a nice luncheon spot for everybody.
He made sure that the room was available in the state capitol on that day, December 14th, 2020. And he still went into the Capitol building on January 6th after the violence and voted against the certification of the election.
Of his own election.
So I'm still...
He doesn't think he should be there either.
Exactly. So, folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We are exactly where we're supposed to be. And you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got one more segment left today, so give us a call. Right, yeah.